Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Now, the reason why I wanted to talk about, you know, burning passion, and I guess I would think called hooked on a feeling. I guess if I was going to say something, it's hooked on a feeling. And there was a song years ago that was, the lyrics of the song was, I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm tired of believing that you're in love with me. Well, no, it really doesn't kind of go like that. But that's what the Holy Spirit was just laying on my heart. But the actual words of the song is something similar to that, where it's saying, you know, he was really actually hooked. This is the words, I'll just tell you the words the Lord spoke to me in my spirit, is hooked on a feeling. I'm tired of believing that Jesus is in love with me. And it's like, that's how the church has gotten to that point. It's like, make me feel something. I'm tired of believing. Just, you keep on telling me just to believe. Do I do these thing of these miracles amongst you because you obey some law or because you believe? And somebody else says, well, I'm tired of believing. Just, I want to feel better. I want to feel something. I want to feel a chill up my spine. You know, and God's probably saying, I want to see some movement in your feet.
Right. You know? I know.
But it's like, but America's hooked on a feeling. You know, it's an addicted culture of carnality of regards to my flesh has got to feel, but my flesh feels good, then I feel like God's for me. But it's like, you know, hooked on a feeling because I'm tired of believing that God's in love with me. Mm. And it's like, it's because you believe. It's not anything to do with the feeling. How do you think Paul felt when he's laying on a pile of rocks after being stoned because he told people about the love of God? How do you think Paul felt when he was in prison and sewer was running through the bottom of the prison where his feet was while he was in chains? I mean, was he hooked on a feeling? No, he was hooked in chains. He was writing the prison epistles. How do you think Paul felt when he was in a shipwreck? I mean, was he hooked on a feeling? Listen, America, I mean, we all want to feel good. I mean, think about it. We're the most prescription-using culture probably in the history of the world, you know, and probably pretty much in the past, they just didn't get a prescription for it. They just grew it. But either way, I mean, people want to feel good, but it's not about a feeling. It's not about a feeling. And when I was talking about, and I talked about recently, we're talking about soaking in faith, and I talked about incubating your faith, I talked about a burning passion, which is obviously can be tied into a feeling, but it's not a burning passion in the context of, you know, it was four components to, and you can you know, incubating your faith for a firm foundation. So you can go back and listen to it on the VFN Torch, but it's not about a feeling. It's about you first have a clear-cut vision, objective, you know, what you're believing God for. Secondly, you have to have a burning passion. Thirdly, you have to have permission, peace, and the timing of God. And then you got to begin to speak it out. But you have to understand, I was speaking of things that not yet exist. If you have children, and your children are hungry, and they're looking at you and saying, Mother, could you give me some porridge? You don't go, I'm waiting for a burning passion.
Right.
But this is what the church does today. I mean, I'm not feeling it, so you're going to be hungry until I feel it. Mm. It's like, no, that's not what incubating faith for firm foundation is about. I'm talking about there's a huge need in a season of all creation that God has birthed you in to believe God for something that does not yet exist in the natural, and you're going to birth it into reality because you are a creative being created in the image and likeness of God. And you're going to walk through this process of incubating your faith. If you have children, feed them. If you have children, feed them. You don't need a burning passion to feed your children. You don't need a burning passion to be the husband that you're supposed to be to your wife. You don't need a feeling to be the husband, be the wife, you know, be the parent. You know, so many people just walk out of relationships because they don't feel it anymore because they're hooked on a feeling and they're looking for another feeling. And they find out after finding another relationship that started off feeling carnality, flesh, that wanes out because all of a sudden there's not a feeling there anymore. All you have to do is do the reality of things. And so when I'm talking about, when I was talking about burning passion, hopefully these things will coexist in some sort of connection of incubating your faith, is when Jesus tells us to do something, we don't wait for a burning passion to do it. If he says, feed the hungry, feed the hungry. Don't wait for, I'm trying to, you know, break away from this television. I'm trying to break away from my convenience and my comfort. These big demons holding me captive here to go do what God says. But he's going to give me a burning passion to break away from all this comfort and convenience. And then it's like, what? What have we come to that's how we define a burning passion? I need a burning passion just to be a believer. And so many people are not obeying God, blaming God now because he did not give them a burning passion. That is not what I was talking about. What I was talking about, we're talking about something that does not yet exist. The hungry exist. The needy exist. Your fellowship of believers exists. Your nation exists. Everything around you exists. And God expects of you to function and to walk in obedience to him, feeling it or not, shipwrecked or not. It's called faith. That's called faith, being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. It's not in the context of, he says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Be not conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to know and test what God's will is, good and perfect, pleasing will. Living sacrifice, if you look that word up, what it means victim. Your flesh is not supposed to be happy.
Right.
Quit living your life going like, I want to feel it. I mean, you're not going to, you know, surrendering your body to the flames, you're not going to ever go, woohoo. But sometimes you just got to play the man, right?
That's right.
Polycarp. You know, being a parent all the time is not the easiest thing in the world. And you don't base it off of a feeling. If you do, you're going to be abusive. Do it because it's right. And discipling believers and raising the church up to be able to be launched into their destinies, you don't need to fill in for that. You don't need to burn in passion for that. You need to be obedient and do it. You need to do it. We need to teach people God's ways, disciple nations. Quit waiting. Quit being hooked on a feeling because you're tired of believing that what God set for us to do, that's what we're supposed to do. But if something does not yet exist, if it doesn't exist, and you are moving through the fundamentals of the four foundations this that I talked about building your faith and walking it out, I mean, you're going to go through those processes, and yeah, I mean, you don't have a grid. I mean, I'm not talking about your children or your husband or your wife or the church or I'm talking about you're believing God for a third grade awakening. I'm talking about you're believing God for a major move that people have not yet even have a grid for. I'm talking about, you know, the fullness of something manifested that you're going to believe and hold on to and begin to see it come to pass. Yeah, you will learn these things in the smaller steps. And yeah, you will learn them, but it's not about the smaller steps. You're just learning the ways of God and how to walk and be creative in the things of God. But don't wait for a burning passion to feed your children. And don't wait for a burning passion to feed God's children. Begin to pour your life out. You work all week to fill your natural children. It's time for you to begin to work all week to feed God's children. It's time to begin to sow and give because it's the right thing to do. It's time to say, you know what? If I'm hooked on a feeling and I'm tired of believing, then my destiny might not be good. When I get to the throne room of God and I say, I didn't believe anymore because you didn't make me feel good anymore, that's not going to be good. That's not going to be good. I remember a particular man that was going to a move of God that was taking place, a powerful outpouring of God. And he was from a particular denomination that taught against God healing and God's power and God's glory. So he was a real sad person. So he just goes and investigates it. He had, you know, the whole world was coming, so he needed to go check it out. And so he goes there and he gets a chill that goes up his spine as he defines it. And he said, that's how God speaks to me. It's a chill up my spine.
Oh, gosh.
And that confirmed to me, which I'm thinking, he felt something. This is good. But this is his conclusion. Because I felt something, because I felt that was God telling me that this is not of God.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, oh, my goodness. So, okay. He's going to continue to be sad. And then he has a daughter that's born, a child that's born, or was a daughter or son, with a deformity.
Mm. Wow.
Moved across the United States, far, far away. Hadn't talked to the person in a long, long time. But guess what? I got a phone call.
Mm.
See, when you don't need a miracle, you don't think you need nothing. Even though you say you have no need of nothing, but you're really poor, naked, and blind, but then you find out you're poor, naked, and blind, that you come to that encounter, you need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe in prophecy until you need a word.
I know that.
And he said, this Jesus, he heals. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
It was so cool. Hey, God accepts that. And, of course, we did, and I prayed for him, and he began to explore, and he changed his whole mindset. But he was hooked on a feeling. Hooked on a feeling. Some people are hooked on it. If you have any feeling at all, it's not God.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And some people say, if you had a feeling, it's God. And the truth is, it's not about a feeling at all. It's about believing. So if you just happen to feel something on the way of your faith journey of believing, thank God for it. But it shouldn't waver you one way or the other, because God specifically says, this is how it should be. This is what marriage is. This is what family is. This is what the church is. This is what we're called to do. We're called to get thee up and go into all the world and to preach the gospel, tell everybody about the good news of Jesus Christ and let them know. He didn't say wait for a feeling. He said it's a commandment. It's a commandment. We don't pray about should we go. We pray about, is it okay for us to stay? And if we do stay, where are we supposed to be activated here so we can serve our Lord, our Savior? So I just want to say, are you hooked on a feeling because you're tired of believing? You threw your faith out the door. And everybody's getting really sick and tired of you saying, I don't feel nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it never was about that. The question is, do you believe something yet? Because you're saved by faith, not by feeling.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.